Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I recently got a chance to visit with North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven and talked a few agriculture topics.
We're going to talk some water now with the EPA, Army Corps of Engineers, their efforts to repeal the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. I thought maybe we did a little swaying when EPA, the head Michael Regan, was in town. I kind of got the comment or word from some folks that he kind of got the vibe from him that no, it's not a one size fits all. But then we get the announcement yesterday. So what do we want growers and agriculture and livestock and everybody else to know about where this is headed?
Well, first thing I'm going to say for our farmers and ranchers, best in the world, is we got a real drought out there, and it is tough this year. And so we're working on it. We're going to keep working on it. On it to get them through it, but that drought is really tough this year, and of course it's right on our area. And so yeah, we don't need, you know, a bunch of regulation which makes it even tougher, not only for our farmers and ranchers in North Dakota and our energy industry, but across the country. And as you know, WOTUS, Waters of the U.S., was a rule put out by the Obama administration. Big problem, total encroachment on property rights. I mean, whether it's the ag industry, the energy industry, small business, just individual property owners, this was a big imposition on private property rights. And we have to protect private property rights in this country. That's one of the fundamental aspects of our country, is that we protect private property rights. And WOTUS just totally, you know, infringed on that. So we worked. And we managed to rescind WOTUS. As a matter of fact, I was able to block it through the appropriate process a number of years. So we were able to block WOTUS. We got a new regulation in that makes sense. It's light touch. It empowers investment. It protects and respects private property rights. And, of course, that's what they rescinded. And now they're going to develop a new rule. So we have to go back to work to make sure that as they try to develop a new rule, now it's not like WOTUS, but it's something that isn't that one size fits all, and something that is respectful of private property rights.
Gotcha. And we're going to go back to some of the comments you made just a few minutes ago. I know that the North Dakota farmers are going through a lot. I've talked to farmers that are now on their third replant of soybeans. Whether it's drought, it's heat, it's the frost that caused a lot of the soybeans to replant it. And then some of them literally were getting off the field with their tractors and got walloped by the storm on Monday. And wind has also shredded some crops. So what are you hearing from growers, and what can be done, or what's the word or message we can get out to them if help is needed?
Yeah, just that this drought is really tough. I was back last week, met with farmers from around the state. And it's just dry, and it's tough. We have drought and, you know, extreme dry conditions all over the state. And so for our farmers, obviously crop insurance is going to be extremely important. I'm going to have RMA folks out there in the upcoming weeks to talk about making sure that the crop insurance coverage is there. For our cattle producers, it's already a tough situation from the standpoint of they don't have any grass and they're short on hay. And so we're going to have to work to try to help them there with early haying and grazing. And so I've already talked to Forest Service Chief and to USDA, and I want to get folks out and get going right now on trying to help both our farmers and ranchers use these tools that we have for just, you know, this kind of situation. And it's a shame because, you know, we're moving some ag product overseas now, particularly to, you know, China's made huge buys on corn and beans, and other places that, you know, we're moving product as well. So prices are better, and then we've got this terrible drought. So it's something we're working on now, and we're going to have to, you know, like I say, help both our farmers and ranchers through this season.
Again, that is North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven. This is Inside Agriculture.